Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese live from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona. John Marks and Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
Johnny Marks. Holla at your boy.
Jack Fritz, the engineer, is here as well. Elliot is at press conferences. He's going to join us coming up in a little bit. And it is much more lively here today, Ike Reese, you would say, on a Tuesday?
Yeah. I think as the week goes, you'll get more and more people here, right? You know, we were out here, we got out here, started our show off on Mondays, and then seems like today a few more shows today, and then it'll probably be even more busier tomorrow, Thursday. It'll be off the chain.
Yep.
Because you got the NFL honors thing that day, so just about.
People start arriving really today, tomorrow.
They'll be there that day, and they'll be out here promoting everything.
Well.
they'll be out here hawking everything they can.
Yep, making some money and coming into town.
Yes.
And speaking of that, we have LeGarrette Blount coming up at 2:45, Jack, LeGarrette. So we'll alter the timing that we normally do in the beginning of the show. So we'll do a quick opening segment. We'll take some phone calls and reaction next segment. LeGarrette Blount, three-time Super Bowl champion. Of course, Super Bowl 52 with the Eagles, one of the more popular players on that team. But we'll talk to LeGarrette coming up at 2:45, which is excellent. You know, I've heard a lot of Andy Reid. We had some Andy Reid, even without asking for it, we've had some Andy Reid talk. And every interview that I've done with radio stations, both here and on the phone, I will get to the Andy Reid question, and people want to know, like, are Eagles fans, like, are they over Andy Reid? And truthfully, I have to answer the question and say, you know what, like, I am. Like, I like Andy Reid. I'm glad Andy Reid went to Kansas City and had success because we won a Super Bowl here. So I have no ill feelings to Andy. I don't hold, because he didn't win a Super Bowl, like, I don't hold that against him. I don't have any extra incentive in beating the Chiefs because of Andy Reid. And I also, if they lose the game, I'm not going to be extra hurt or mad because Andy Reid beat the Eagles. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping today on a Tuesday that we can kind of put it out there and maybe we can lay it to rest for the week. On, like, I mean, I know you obviously don't have anything towards Andy.
Of course not.
I guess I just don't understand why people still have something against Andy Reid. And we'll get the phone calls.
Yeah.
We'll get the calls of people that say, like, oh, well, he lost games and screw him and he's and all this stuff. And it's like, man, he was a great head coach here. He laid the blueprint for what the organization still does to this day.
Sure.
He always acted with class. He always handled himself. He still talks very highly of the city. You heard that last night at Media Day. So I'm just like, I want to put it out there. I want people to more or less react to what I'm saying. Like, why do you – like, I hope people don't hold it against Andy, but I know they still do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, there are going to be some people that you're never going to be able to change their mind about Andy. And that's fine. I think there is valid feelings if the feeling of disappointment of an era or the feeling of unfulfillment is there. You know, those teams certainly had more than its fair share of opportunities that I was a part of, certainly had enough talent there to win at that time. And I know that adds to the disappointment. And then some would tell you that, you know, Coach Reid was never really the most warm and fuzzy guy when it comes to his relationship with the media and through to the fans as conduits for the media. I mean, for fans, the media being that. And listen, some of that was to a fault. You know, he was protecting players. He was protecting the interest of the team. I get that. Now, would that have been a little more acceptable? Had we won more? Had we won the big games a little bit more? Had we gone to more Super Bowls and really won one? Sure. Sure. I mean, you know, the people in New England accept Bill Belichick for what he is because he won an awful lot. But if he didn't win and behave that way, you know, people wouldn't.
And now
that
Brady's has left and they're not having the same success, guess what the fans now are? Now they're concentrating a lot more on it.
Yeah, no. But you got six rings. They're never going to hate Bill Belichick.
Correct.
Is my point. There's a reason. Like, to me, you're a shallow fan if just because Brady left and you don't win, you forget about the 20 years that you had of dominating the NFL. So I think those fans realize that. I think we would realize that if we had multiple titles there. You know, but all those things aren't there. And then there are some that will say or hold it against him that he's gone to another organization and had success and is doing well. So you left here, not that we haven't had success, but the fact that he's also doing well somewhere else, and we don't necessarily get the upper hand from that standpoint and say, nah, look at us. Don't you wish you were still here? Well, it just goes to me. It just goes to validate him as a great coach, and it just lets you know that his blueprint for success can be taken from one place to the other. And you know, he didn't luck into Pat Mahomes. He moved up 17 spots to go get Pat Mahomes. So he didn't luck into Pat Mahomes. Like some would say, he lucked into the Donovan because you got him early with the number 2 pick. I don't know if any of those things are ever going to change for some people. I will tell you this. Losing to Andy Sunday certainly isn't going to help the case.
So, and I would agree with you that losing to Andy Reid, a lot of people would have an extra feeling about that.
Yes.
To where I wouldn't.
Right.
Like, I look at Andy Reid's been the Chiefs coach almost as long as he was the Eagles coach, except he's won a Super Bowl and had more success in Kansas City. And when it's all said and done, yeah, you're going to remember the Eagles years for sure, but he's probably going to be remembered as the Chiefs coach, right?
Sure.
He's won a Super Bowl there.
Yeah, well, it'll be probably the last place he's coached.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, there'll be people like us who experienced Andy Reid as a coach here in Philadelphia, and those that have watched his career, they won't forget about that. But you're right. I mean, if he coaches – I don't know, 5 more years?
Wouldn't he with Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, like, if he's, as long as his health is there, he's going to coach. Andy doesn't golf. He doesn't do anything else. So long as his health is there, he's going to continue to coach. He really enjoys coaching. It's what he loves to do. So, yeah, by the time he's done, he's probably going to have 20 years with Kansas City.
Yeah, near it, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Like you said, as long as the health and everything else. Yeah, he's already he's at 10 now.
Yeah, where's he at now? I think
it's 11.
He went there. His first year was 13. So yeah, this month
it's his 10th year.
Yeah. So I don't know. Will he coach 10 more years?
At least 5,
yeah,
right?
At least 5 more years. Yeah.
You would think he's early. Early 60s right now.
I don't think he's 70 yet.
No, he's not. No, I think he's in his early 60s. I think, Andy. 215-592-9494. Jack Fritz, would beating the Chiefs mean extra to you because it's Andy Reid? Yes or no?
No, not at all. No, I said this yesterday. Like, I to me, it's almost like a faceless opponent. Like, I know what he did here. I know all that. I understand all that. But, like, beating the Chiefs because Andy's on the other side doesn't mean extra to me. Like, they're just the Chiefs. That, like, Andy has nothing extra to do with it for me.
But you will acknowledge to some people it will
yes.
mean.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
That's all. Yeah.
I'm just curious how many people out there actually feel that it would be even better because you're beating Andy in the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. We'll get with your phone calls coming up. LeGarrette Blount is coming up at 2:45, but your reaction to the question of Andy Reid.
It's not like Wentz is at the quarterback on the other side and you're losing the Carson. Then this whole city would be in the uproar then.
Well, they can't sack Andy 9 times. So
They cannot. All right, we'll come back with your phone calls. LeGarrette Blount, 2:45, Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about that New Year's resolution, people. It's already February. Did you already give up on it? Please don't. Right, you still have plenty of time to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days with NJ Diet. That's guaranteed weight loss. NJ Diet's scientific approach uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize natural solutions and supplements to help reset your metabolism, where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to help you keep the weight off. There's no shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. And you have full supervision. It's provided every step of the way. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. So what are you waiting for? We're talking about contractually guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds in as little as 40 days with NJ Diet. Locations are throughout the East Coast or from anywhere with live online video consultations. Call them today. NJ Diet, 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET, or you can schedule your consult by going to NJDiet.com. That's NJDiet.com, and lose the weight for good.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. It is Marks and Race broadcasting live from Radio Row in Phoenix. WIP goes to AZ. Championship coverage brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go. Garrett Blunt's going to join us a little less than a half hour, 2:45, live from Radio Row. His thoughts on this Eagles team. Mm-hmm. I agree. So I'm sure he's following pretty closely. Still has some guys that he knows on the team.
Yeah, Super Bowl champion, two-time Super Bowl champion.
Man.
Garrett Blunt.
Yeah, three. He's got three of them.
Is it three?
Yep. Two with the Pats. His last one with the Eagles.
Oh, I thought he got one with the Pats. He got two with them.
And he had said that the Super Bowl with the Eagles was his sweetest win. Mm-hmm. And I think he said that with us before. So we'll dive into that and we'll get his thoughts on the game as well. Twitter questions today, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Pick out a gift for $249 or more, and Mark's Jewelers is going to give you chocolates and a dozen roses. Mark's-Jewelers.com for details. And we'll take some phone calls coming up in a second. I understand, Ike, like you had said, I understand that people still feel a certain way about Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. I guess I just don't, right? Like, I just don't see any reason to look negatively at Andy Reid. We all know that he didn't win a Super Bowl. We all know the record in the NFC Championship games. We know all this, right? Mm-hmm. But he was still a very good coach, and he never gave me any reason to root against him on the way out. And the fact that the Eagles won a Super Bowl in 2017 – It takes everything away. If the Eagles were going for their first Super Bowl, changes everything. It changes everything.
Sure.
There would be some type of feeling there, like, yeah, we're going to get it.
Oh, dude, if he had one and we don't, hey, are you kidding me?
Right.
The whole city would still be mad.
Right. No, you're right.
Yeah,
it'd be venomous.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when we had Andy Reid Appreciation Week,
was Jack it week Fritz, or day?
Pandemic, right? So that'd be a month. It's maybe a month.
That was a full week.
We had the Appreciator t-shirts, man.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yeah, Joe Giulio, I remember wearing an Andy Appreciator.
Yeah, I had
t-shirt.
Mine on, too.
You did, and
yeah.
I didn't have it on.
I had mine on.
I didn't have it on.
I still actually have it when my daughter has it. Yeah, she actually wears it.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time to time. Yeah, she does, seriously.
Yeah. I appreciate Andy Reid.
Yeah.
I do. And when I get the questions from outside media and then I hear our fans, it's one thing to be like, Andy Reid, the heck with him. It's another thing to actually still have resentment or anger towards Andy Reid.
Right.
I guess that's what I don't get.
Yeah, I mean, listen, You know, some people, I don't know. It takes a lot of energy to be focused on and have that type of energy for a person. It's much easier to let bygones be bygones, and you'll live a lot happier life. So, you know, but listen, I'm not here to convince anybody that they should feel any type of way. I love the guy. So, you know,
we'll see.
But
the people
already know that, yeah. As far as I go. Yeah. I feel the way most of us is of his former players feel. There are a few that don't know. I know Hollis is the only one that I know openly does not sort of favor Coach Reed. But for the most part,
and that's really
all
it.
Of us, yeah, we pretty much – we love Coach, man, yeah.
Even T.O. that had the messy exit out of Philadelphia still speaks very, very fondly of him.
Yep.
All right, couple phone calls here. Johnny leads us off. We are live in Radio Row in Phoenix. Johnny, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, boys, what's going on? Super Bowl, let's go!
What's going on?
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, fellas, what's going on? Listen, I got to weigh in. I understand, Ike, you played for the guy, he was your coach, but I didn't play for him. And all I ever heard was that he had to do a better job. I got to do a better job. I got to do a better job. I got to do a better job. My son, my 8-year-old, calls him, is that the better job, Dad? Is that the better job guy, Dad? That's what he calls Andy Reid, because that's all he ever said, and that's all I ever think about. He let us down. He had T.O. He had Donovan McNabb. He had Dawkins. What do you mean? The fact that you guys didn't win that Super Bowl is a huge, huge letdown for me, and I blame Andy Reid, and I can't wait to beat him this weekend.
So it would mean a little more to you to get the W.
You know, I guess a little bit, just a little.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's a sweetener for you, right? Like
The other side of it is that our coach now is the exact opposite. I mean, he is so Philadelphia. He is so giving. He's totally willing to talk to you guys. And, you know, that's what our city needed. You know, somebody who was, you know, felt like they were being honest with us. Andy Reid was just giving us lip service for a decade and never won anything.
Well, he never won a Super Bowl. Yeah. He didn't say anything.
Johnny,
bad. All right, true. You're right. You're right, Ike. You're right, Ike.
Never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you that. I mean, I had Reid fatigue at the end, right? Like the not saying stuff at the press conferences. I mean, it got old after a while. But you know what? Like that doesn't – none of that stuff matters to the product that's being put on the field, right? Like you talked about him protecting his players, and that was his way of protecting his players and not saying anything or whatever. I mean, I would understand if people were still disappointed like Johnny was in some of the losses as opposed to what he said. I get it. We focused a lot on what he said at the press conferences or whatever. That's over 10 years ago at this point. Let's go to O.G. Wade checking in. O.G. Wade, what's up, buddy? How are you?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today, man? Long time, no call, you know.
O.G.
What's up, O.G. Wade?
Hey, man, I'm going to do something, man, that's probably, you know, a little strange. You know, I don't normally do that, but, you know, I got to disagree with Chuck on this one, man. You know, and I think Andy is a
– Chuck yesterday was calling him a loser. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah. My thing is this here, man. Andy holds a very special place in my heart. I don't know about other fans. And particularly, Andy lost his son on our watch. You know what I'm saying? This guy was let go. Everybody think he was fired. Andy was not fired. Andy was let go in pretty much – Jeffrey Lurie did him a solid, letting him know you need a new, you know what I'm saying, a new change. So he and I think it was more to that. If you look at the relationship that them two have, they don't have no hate relationship. Andy Reid is the one that recommended that we hire Doug. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think the Eagles organization feels ill feelings towards Andy that they fired him and all that. No, he needed a new. I think the city, the team, the fans, everybody needed to restart. You know what I'm saying? So I love Andy, man. That's my dude. We had some hell of a years under Andy, you know, that we can't obviously say about other coaches in the past. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? I don't got no ill will towards Andy. You know what I mean? I like Andy, man.
No, I think, let me ask you this, OG. Does it help that we won a Super Bowl, so it allows you to at least appreciate when Andy was here as a coach, because at least we got our Super Bowl first. Like, the city got its Super Bowl first.
I'm going to be honest with you. I always liked Andy. You know what I'm saying? I never did not like him, so it ain't like, did it help? No. We got our Super Bowl when God said we get our Super Bowl. Andy don't determine when we get our damn Super Bowl. I don't see Andy out there throwing that interception in that New England game that we – Andy wasn't the one that threw that ball. You know what I'm saying? Right. Andy wasn't that Brian Dawkins who missed a clear tackle on the running back that ran it for an end zone, our Hall of Fame safety, which I love. I didn't see Andy make any of those bad plays. So we can cut that crap out about Andy cost us the Super Bowl. Andy ain't cost us a damn thing. Andy got us in there. You know what I mean?
What about the timeouts and letting the clock run? What about?
He wasn't good at that.
How about the clock management at the end of the game?
Here's my thing here. Ain't no damn timeout. Lose us no damn game. Now
it didn't help him in some of those games.
I'm just talking about the Super Bowl. Some people will say towards the end of the game we didn't do the hurry up offense.
Well, Belichick was asking, do they know how much time's left in the game?
So you don't blame coach for that either.
No, I'm going to say this
This
is how closely I know my players. Donovan was not particularly that type of quarterback that you can do that with. We didn't have great success when Donovan was being rushed. Donovan was at his best when he had time to process the plays and everything. We weren't a great team in the rush with Donovan.
In the hurry-up offense.
I think Andy really did a lot of that to basically help Donovan develop into a great quarterback, if you will.
Okay.
It's all in the game, man. You know what I'm saying?
To your point, he doesn't seem to have those issues with Pat Mahomes.
Right.
Right. And the reason I understand Patrick Mahomes, even though he's still learning to read defense, but Patrick Mahomes, he's more like, I would say, more like brass as a quarterback in terms of developed and all that other stuff. That when you follow them programs that Patrick Mahomes come from, he didn't come from a winning program. So he had time to work on developmental. Jalen Hurts and Donovan, them guys was at schools where every game you were pressured to win every game. There was no development.
Oh, you're trying to say Texas Tech didn't have a tough schedule.
Some jokers like to run that damn door so fast, boy. You know what I mean? They want to develop him. You know, he got the right tutor teaching and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's all. You know what I mean? But we good, man. We good with
you
Andy,
and Andy
man.
Are good. All right, good.
Yeah, so Chuck,
that makes me feel better.
Take a bite out of that apple, Chuck. Yeah, you take that.
Well, Chuck's actually on the line here. Thank you, Wade.
Uh-oh.
Appreciate it.
We're gonna have Andy off with Chuck and OG Wade. I can almost imagine how Chuck's coming in after that call.
Yeah, me too. So not an emotional caller like Chuck, but Len from Swedesboro, who was an excellent caller, very level-headed Eagles fan, right?
Right.
Says the following via text: F Andy. Should have had at least 2 Super Bowl rings in that era, were not for his stubbornness in regards to upgrading the wide receivers.
So, yeah. But
you know what? He's not wrong. Like, I think as a fan, I felt the same way, which was like, it's obvious that you need better wide receivers, and it was until 2003 when he said, okay, we're able to get T.O.
Yeah.
I'm at peace, like you had mentioned the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl. I don't look back at the NFC Championship losses of the early 2000s the same way after winning the Super Bowl. It took care of all of that. So I know Andy Reid didn't win a Super Bowl here. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid knows he didn't win a Super Bowl here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I've moved past that, the disappointment of not winning that Super Bowl during the era.
Right.
And I guess that's why I feel the way I feel. I was watching Andy last night, and I smiled when I saw him up on stage hugging his old guys.
Right.
When I see Andy, I smile. I'm not. Sure. I don't have any, like, oh, they lost the NFC Championship games. I smile when I look at Andy now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to Chuck. Chuck from NRE does not smile when he sees Andy Reid. Chuck, how are you, buddy?
What up, Johnny? What up, Johnny? What up, Ike? How you feeling today?
Hey, man.
What up, Chuck?
Jack, what's going on? Listen, tell Wade from Chester to shut up, okay? Because if he would have criticized Jalen Hurts, he wouldn't like Andy no more anyway. So he didn't like Andy because, you know, Andy, for some reason, he got this love affair with Andy Reid. Shut up with that crap, okay? Andy Reid is a good evaluator of talent, okay? I give credit and credit to him. He's a great, great drafter. Great drafter. That's it. I mean, you know, the guy's
not a good coach.
Well, he's a great coach.
No, he's not. He's not. I mean, he's an okay coach. Okay.
Okay.
He's one of the best. He's one of the best coaches in modern NFL history. Chuck.
Listen, let me tell you something. Right. You only as good as you are if you're a winner. Okay. We're not giving out second trophies here. Okay. The guy, you should have seen the look on people's faces those years back. Look on my face. All right. I remember those days when we lost year after year after getting to that top part. Okay. Let me tell you something about Andy Reid. Right. I'm not going to beat the guy up. You know what I mean? But he doesn't exist to me right now. What exists to me is what we're doing right now here in Philadelphia. And he's in our way. You know what I mean? Like he always have been. You know, I think his stubbornness, like, you know, from not being able to pick wide receivers and give Donovan some help early in his career, you know what I'm saying? That adds on to it too. You know what I'm saying? You know, the guy was stubborn. He thought it was just his system and not players. You know, and I know you guys, you know, I got a soft spot for you. You got coached.
Yeah, but my guy.
You didn't coach me. You didn't coach me.
That's true, yep.
I seen a guy lose year after year after year. I seen fans cry. Yeah, guys crying, man. Grown men, some of them, damn, they did it to us again. How can they do it to us again, man? You know what I mean? So, you know, this guy, and even though 08, 09, when we crushed Arizona, we go up there and lay an egg. The biggest games in Philadelphia history is lost by Andy Reid. He don't get no credit from me. The only credit I give him is by sending us Doug Peterson, who finally got us over the hump to get us a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? I give him credit for firing Nick Sirianni. I give him credit for those type of things. But as far as those earlier in his years with us, his stubbornness, unwillingness to adjust, you know, in-game adjustments during the playoffs, come on, man.
This many years later, you're still angry about it.
I'm not angry about it, Johnny. I don't want you to – listen, Andy Reid, I'm not going to be here calling names or like that. Andy Reid, he did what he had to do here. I always look at it like this, right? He was part of the progress, okay? And part of the progress was him doing what he did for 20-some-odd years, losing, and for us to get where we at right now to appreciate what we got going into the Super Bowl now. But as far as me throwing bouquets at the guy and seeing he's the greatest coach since sliced bread – nah, not happening, man. The guy lost me too many big games. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, on Sunday, he's going to show his true colors again. He's going to lose another big game. That's what he does.
Yeah, well, listen, I guess.
All right, Chuck.
We're hoping for the same results. I mean, I don't need to come by it by the way that you're coming by it from a mentally standpoint. And he's a loser and he's going to blow a big game and all that type of stuff. I just need the Eagles to win, quite frankly. But the fact he's in his, what, fourth Super Bowl, third Super Bowl? Or is this – no, this is his fourth Super Bowl.
Yeah,
this is the fourth one, yeah. So he's clearly not a loser, and he has the fifth most wins all time in the history of the game.
Yep.
I mean, the only coaches to have more wins than him is Don Shula, George Halas, Bill Belichick, and Tom Landry. And he's going to pass Tom Landry next year. So he'll at least – be fourth, no worse than fourth when his career is over with. And I don't know, he won't catch Bill Belichick, but he could catch George Halas at 318, depending on how long he stays.
Right, and now it's a matter of how many.
So he could be as high as third.
And does he win another Super Bowl, two more Super Bowls, right like that?
Well, he better win another Super Bowl. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
As long as it's not this year.
Yeah, it better not be this year.
Yeah, as long as it's not this year.
It wouldn't help his fighting against the winner thing if he loses another Super Bowl. Like, I mean, there is that.
Oh, I agree.
There's a little bit of that on the line, too.
I agree with
this Super Bowl.
I agree.
For sure.
But it's not going to change how many games he's won or anything else. It just means,
doesn't change. He's
a Hall
of Famer.
You haven't won as many Super Bowls as somebody else. Yeah. It's not going to change anything. As a matter of fact, it may have more of an impact on Pat Mahomes than it does Andy Reid.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right, because this is – people won't immediately start talking about. They'll talk about Pat Mahomes and him.
Yeah, unless it's something Andy does that cost him the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, unless it's something he does that costs you the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, I don't think he gets blamed for losing the one to Tampa.
Yeah, no, because the offensive line was beat up and they couldn't protect Mahomes.
Yeah.
And you know what Andy did? He went out and he fixed the offensive line that offseason.
Yeah. Yeah. But what does it do for Nick Sirianni when we win it? See, the thing for me, I think for a lot of people, the further Andy has been away, the less attached to him they are.
Right.
So they may not feel warm and fuzzy about him or anything about him.
Right.
Like, yeah, he's an old coach that used to coach here. It didn't work. We're several coaches removed from him. Oh, well, let's see.
But it's worked out for both sides.
Yeah, he's in our way of trying to win another Super Bowl. So I don't get the sense that the majority of the fan base does harbor these sort of feelings towards Andy. I don't get that sense. Although I'm pretty sure they don't prefer to lose to Andy Reid.
For sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
and maybe it makes it a little bit sweeter to beat your old coach in the Super Bowl.
In the end, yes.
Yeah, like
yes,
a little bit.
Whether people would admit it or not, if you're one of those guys or gals, it would be a feather in your cap to say, and we got a Super Bowl over Andy Reid, the former coach.
I think almost beating Mahomes would be more – like taking down Mahomes.
I agree. That's where I would focus it at. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But we can't act as if Andy Reid didn't coach him for 14 years.
Yeah, no, it's the coach quarterback.
Like, yeah,
it's the coach quarterback combination. It's both.
Yeah, yeah.
It's both.
And to have Super Bowl wins over Belichick and Brady and then Andy and
Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes, come on, man.
Woo!
That's pretty good right there.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
All right, coming up, LeGarrette Blount's going to join us live here at Radio Row. We will relive the Super Bowl 5 years ago. How does he feel about this team and a whole lot
more?
He
had a nice touchdown in that game, too.
90 yards rushing in a touchdown.
Big LeGarrette game, Blount. LeGarrette Blount, I'm
saying. Man. All right, LeGarrette Blount live with us coming up next. Mark Sinrese on 94 WIP.
All right, fellas, this Valentine's Day, give her the next best thing to wear. Nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. When we're talking sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas, they feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Now, he loved into the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today and save 25%. Use code NUDE. That's 25% saving on the best-selling Valentine's Day gift. Pajamagram will even wrap the whole gift up for you for free. That's right, 25% off naturally nude pajamas and free gift packaging. Listen, if you missed out on the offer during Christmas, don't make the same mistake twice. Give her naturally nude pajamas, but you need to order today because last year they sold out before Valentine's Day. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com. Use code NUDE. That's N-U-D-E. And save 25% off your order of naturally nude pajamas and tell them I sent you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.